Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay. So, and I like Chris Sims. I know Chris Sims. Good dude. Knowledgeable guy. But he falls victim. He falls victim to the QB take once in a while. All right. So, awesome fits anywhere, huh? How about over the same time period that I just gave you Jared Goff's stats, here's Lamar's. 4,000 passing yards. It's about 2,000 less than Goff. 29 touchdowns. That's 11 less than Goff. 17 interceptions. That's 9 more than Goff. And a QB rating of 88.7. Substantially lower than Goff. How awesome is he again? Oh, but the rushing yard. Because what have we seen? The quarterback that is reliant on the rushing yards to justify their position as a quarterback does not win Super Bowls. Full stop. Now, Pat Mahomes' legs, that's a part of his deal. But he throws the hell out of football.
Right.
You factor in that this guy hasn't been as good as Goff the last 24 games. Factor in that that MVP is in the way back machine. Factor in I got to give up 2 first-round picks for him. The pursuit of Lamar, at minimum, would alienate Jared Goff and his representation. And then, once I acquire Lamar, I'm going to end up in salary cap hell paying him $50 million a year. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to let Rico do whatever he wants till 6, and I'm getting up out of here. Because this is cockamamie. It's ridiculous. So here are your 3 choices. CBS wants an intervention. PFT saying you ought to be out on the corner turning tricks to get Lamar here. Okay. Here are your 3 choices. Jared Goff, as is. Got him signed. Team loves him. Familiarity. Good dude. Doesn't make waves. Plays well. Right? Right. Choice A. Choice B, Lamar Jackson. You, Chris Sims, and CBS, you sit down, you have the intervention with Uncle Tommy. Uncle Tommy, you're a drunk. Get in the conversion van, go to rehab. Or choice C. It's all fugazi, and we just take a quarterback at 6. Plant your flag, because I don't want to keep doing this, but the world continues to want to have Jeff Van Vonderen continues to show up at Rotunda Drive. At 222 Rodwood Circle. And they just keep saying, you have a problem.
Here's why you have a problem. Here's why it's perceived as a problem. When Jared Goff first got here, nobody believed in him. Anytime you said he made the Super Bowl, oh, well, the Rams made the Super Bowl. The defense made the Super Bowl. He didn't do anything. They only scored, 3 points in the game. You downgraded him. And people piled on, especially here in Detroit. He's a Band-Aid. He's not going to be here long. And then he started winning last year. And then you start looking at it saying, you know what? Maybe we have something. But that perception didn't change. People still see him as a Band-Aid. He's not that good. You can do so much better. He's the guy. Jared Goff is like the perceived booty call that you're now trying to marry.
Oh.
And it's like, you've been telling people all this time, no. You know, we just see each other every now and then. And now it's like, well, hey, you know, this is my girlfriend. Like, wait, isn't that the one you? Yes. But we've changed. We've evolved. Jared Goff is that guy. But nationally, nobody sees him as that. Everybody thinks the Lions can do better because he made it to the Super Bowl, but everybody will say he didn't help them get there. It was because of Todd Gurley. It was because of the defense. It wasn't because of him. So that's why, Mike, that any and everybody should be the Lions quarterback but Goff.
And by the way, Lamar, this big-time player, awesome fits anywhere. Tell me if these numbers are awesome. I'll tell you what they are. 55% completion rate, 3 touchdowns, 5 picks, and a grand total in 4 games of 800 yards passing. That's Lamar's career in the playoffs. 55% completion rate, 3 touchdowns, 5 picks. Awesome fits anywhere, huh? The other guy's been to a Super Bowl. A Super Bowl.
But we downgraded that Super Bowl. Not just Detroiters. Everybody said, yeah, it's Jared Goff, and he's done. He was toast. He's not going to be that good. So you're going to use those draft picks and go get another quarterback until all of a sudden the light clicked on. And last year, he stopped turning the ball over. He started moving the team down the field. I think they finished the year as a top 5 offense. But people can't get rid of the stigma that is Jared Goff. He gets no respect.
248-539-9797. I don't want to do it. But I'll be damned. They showed up at Aunt Sue's house again saying she's got a coke problem. They're telling us we need to get in the conversion van. They want Brad Holmes on that airplane and the soft music's playing. And they say, oh, he went to Shady Acres for 6 weeks. He got himself a QB. I don't think we have a quarterback problem.
Might I add another twist to this?
Sure.
Maybe, and I was telling David this, maybe we really need to give Brad Holmes a lot of credit, Mike. Maybe Brad Holmes learned how to play the game.
Oh,
and maybe,
okay,
in the era of misinformation, Brad Holmes is leaking this stuff out. He didn't? Think about it. There's no backup QB. Goff doesn't have a long-term deal. They came out and said, he's our guy, but he ain't really our guy, but he's our guy. And everybody keeps saying quarterback, 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 to maybe the Lions are trying to parlay that number 6 pick into getting a desperate team to thinking, oh, you know, Detroit's going to take Anthony Richardson. We better jump in there and make a trade with them to keep him from going there. Just a thought.
So, again, here's the Lamar-Goff comparison. Why are we doing this? Because apparently CBS says we have to. Pro Football Talk says we got a problem. Quarterback A QB rating of 88.9, 5,124 yards, 33 TDs, 20 picks in 24 games. Quarterback B, 100 passer rating, 5,900 passing yards, 40 TDs, 9 picks. Quarterback A is Lamar Jackson. Quarterback B is Jared Goff. Why do people keep saying we have a problem? Tell me.
Because you want me to tell you now or you want me to tell you afterwards?
I don't care.
You know why?
I don't want to keep doing these shows.
But Mike, we've underestimated Goff, and Goff is boring. Goff just goes out there and does his job.
And that's good enough to win.
I understand that. But you're never going to see a play of his on SportsCenter. It's not going to be, oh, my God, did you see this? It's Goff.
All right, call your shot because I'm going to tell you this right now. Lamar is a distant third. If you forced me right now, I'd take a QB at 6 before I'd ever get with Lamar.
QB at 6.
I'd go Goff.
Lamar.
As is, QB at 6-2. Lamar, distant third, root for different team.
I'd go Goff as is.
No, that's first choice.
Right, no, I'm saying that's my choice.
Choice 2, QB at 6. The last thing on the board for me would be giving up 2 first-round picks and $250 million for Lamar Jackson.
It has nothing to do with his skills, guys. It's about the cost.
No, it has everything to do with his skills on this side of the table.
Well, and this side of the table, you're going to be crippling your franchise for a little bit of sizzle. And trust me, in the end, we're going to be looking at Lamar Jackson the same way we look at Miggy down at Comerica Park. I can't believe they signed this deal.
He's in the best shape of his life this spring training.
He always is. Bitbits. Hashtag Bitbits.
Perfect. 248-539-9797.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.